Governor Patrick says he'll split the difference between his $1.9 billion tax hike and the House and Senate's $500 million one.
There's a way to get to a number that is, you know, in the middle between where I started and where the House is in their vote, and at that level to do something important. But we've still got a lot of work to get there.
Senate President Therese Murray says the income tax hike the governor wants is out of the question. She says the governor has been working behind the scenes to stall a Senate vote on the tax plan.
There was a movement today to delay it. I understand the governor's asked them to delay the bill as long as they can, but we'll keep at it until we get to actually taking it up and hopefully pass it.
Governor Patrick says he's been talking to rank-and-file senators about amending the bill, but he hasn't spoken directly to House Speaker Robert DeLeo or Senate President Therese Murray about a compromise. One key political issue: if the Senate and House pass $500 million tax packages, would it be with enough votes to override a threatened veto by the governor? The House vote was 97 to 55. The margin was short of what would be needed to override a veto. The Senate president says she's not sure she'll have enough votes to override a veto in the Senate either. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.